I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:04. A bill that nearly doubles the number of school vouchers available to Tennessee families is one step closer to passage. But some lawmakers worry this move could hurt the state's finances. WPLN's education reporter Camelia Burris has more.
The bill would increase the amount of vouchers to 35,000. It passed the first hurdles in the Senate and House Finance Committees this week. But not everyone was on board. Republican Senator Joey Hensley voted against it.
When we passed this last year, there was a lot of discussion about us expanding it quickly, like some other states have done, Arizona in particular. I'm just concerned that we are on the path to make it difficult for us to continue funding.
The bill comes with a price tag around $150 million. And some are concerned that public schools will suffer because the vouchers are used toward private school. Supporters highlight how popular these are. But Democratic Senator Jeff Yarbrough says that's because most families using vouchers were already paying private school tuition, so the voucher just gives them a discount. The Senate Finance Committee approved the measure on Tuesday, and the House Finance Subcommittee followed suit on Wednesday. Next, the bill will go to the Senate floor for a vote. Camelia Burris, WPLN News.
The Trump administration axed one of the Tennessee Poison Center's federal grants last year that blew a $500,000 hole in its budget. Now, Governor Bill Lee wants state lawmakers to fill it. The Poison Center is housed within Vanderbilt University, and it offers free emergency poison information to the public. For example, the center responded to more than 100 calls about carbon monoxide exposure during Winter Storm Fern. When Lee updated his annual budget request, he included a line for the Poison Center. Lawmakers would have to sign off on that spending. You'll find more news at WPLN.org.